Welcome back, all you Pokey adventurers. This is Rob from Ultra Universe of the podcast. Hope you guys are out there catching those Pokemon. If you guys haven't opened the app yet today, we got exciting news. The Team Rocket research is in play. I don't know if that's exciting for people. I hate those stupid Pokemon stuff with Team Rocket, but hey, you've got to do what you've got to do to win the game, right? So that is my horrible intro to what we're talking about today. Not Pokemon Go, but Pokemon. We're going to talk about something really old, and it's going to make me feel really old. We're going to go into the TCG. What does that mean? You'll find out in just a few. Let's do this. All right, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Pokey Adventures. I can speak, I swear. We're going to have some fun today. And of course, I can't have Pokemon fun without the guy from Pokemon Professor Network. I think I said that right. We have Adam with us today. Say hello to the world, sir.
How's it going, everyone?
So if you guys don't know, he has multiple podcasts all on Pokemon. You do the card game, you do the anime, you do a bunch of Pokemon stuff over there, right?
Yes. Yep.
So yeah, so at the end of this, when this is uploaded, we will tag you up as always. But today we are going to go old school, and you probably will feel old as well, because I think we grew up with around the same time-ish. We're going to go into the Pokemon card game, otherwise known as Pokemon TCG. And I would just want to caveat really quick. You know that you are old when you say TCG and people go, what the hell does that stand for? Like, nobody knows what the acronym is. I'm like, really? Really? Like, what the fuck? I mean, come on, people.
Yeah, it's trading card game.
Yeah, so I was talking to somebody. I go, oh, I'm going to talk about the TCG. They go, the TC what? I go, trading card game. They go, oh, cards. I go, yes, cards.
Everyone knows like, what MTG is, Magic the Gathering. Come on.
Yeah, we'll go into that in a little bit too. But so we know this is old, but it's still popular. I mean, you go to any store, even like Target or Walmart, and there's a whole section just devoted to the playing cards. Not necessarily the originals, but, you know, Sun and Moon, I think Cosmic Eclipse just came out. I know you just did one the other day, a card pull. I forgot what...
Cosmic Eclipse just came out on the 1st, but Hidden Fates has been almost impossible to find in stores.
Okay, so that was Hidden Fates. Yeah, so what I'm noticing is that this is definitely a game that will continuously go down as popular, even if it came out in God knows when. I mean, probably the 90s, maybe even the 80s, depending on who you ask. But I think this has been around for quite a while, correct?
Yeah, it's been around, I think, since 1996, something like that.
Oh, yeah.
So I know it came out in the States in 98, I believe, because I was playing it.
Of course you were, right?
I have a class picture from my... whenever I was 10, so I want to say second grade class, and I legit have a giant Snorlax sleeping with Pokemon and it's on the sleeve. I found it and I was like, man, this is so cool. I can prove to people that I was into Pokemon from the get-go.
I don't think we no longer have to prove that to anybody. I think this is one of those franchises that you can't not be into it or else you're not human. Like, it's so everywhere.
Something is appealing to someone.
Well, what's funny, because I always bring this up when I talk to people about Pokemon, my girlfriend's dad plays Pokemon Go, and that's her dad. So that tells you something, that even at an age where adults don't necessarily enjoy gaming, they're gaming, even if they don't realize they're gaming. So...
yeah, I mean, my mom picks up Pokemon Go.
Like how somebody's parents can be as into it as, you know, like he'll come to me and go, he'll go, tell Rob that I just got another BV. Like, he's so into it. I'm like, holy crap, this is your dad and he's acting like he's 15. Like, what?
No, I know. My mom's the same way. She's always sending me screenshots. She's like, look at this shiny that I caught.
You're like, God damn it, Mom.
Yeah, and it's funny because it's been so long. Like, my mom has... you know, been there and, you know, watched me play Pokemon for all these years, and then Pokemon Go comes out and now she can play?
Yeah, well, I'm going to ask a question on that in a second, but I think probably for starters, for those who don't really know, so what, you know, for very, very simply, I know that's kind of a weird way to ask you, what, you know, what is the trading card game? Or what is a trading card game?
So it's essentially a cards that you collect and cards that you can trade and cards that you can play with. There's like a mechanic to win, and they're collectible.
Okay, so that's probably better than definition than I would even think. I would probably get way too detailed on explaining that to anybody. But
yeah, because there's a set of cards, you collect them, but you can also play with them.
Right. So you brought up another one earlier, Magic the Gathering. So, you know, there's Magic, there's Pokemon, there's Yu-Gi-Oh, there's a bunch. What similarities and differences make Pokemon such a bigger franchise trading card than, say, Magic the Gathering?
Well, I think overall Magic, I think, is bigger just because it's been around a lot longer. Differences in Magic is there's a lot of turning, you know, because you use that card, so it has to turn. And then it means that you've used it. It's attacked, it's tapped is the correct term. I'm not a magic wizard, but like that, and then you attack the actual player himself. So you're trying to aim to take down essentially points from your opponent, not necessarily just the creatures. And there's like spells and things you can play from your hand. Well, I don't know if it's actually spells, but there's things you can play from your hand that do damage that go beyond the creatures and just go straight to the opposing opponent, and they take actual life damage. Where Pokemon, when you knock out a Pokemon, you're taking one of six prizes.
Right. So I think that's why, at least for me, I had Magic cards. I probably got rid of them or I gave them to somebody. But I, you know, and I talked to you off screen about, you know, how I'm building my deck and I'm slowly trying to, you know, get, you know, what a legit player would call a good hand. But yeah, I guess the easiest way to differentiate is I think Pokemon is more entertaining and fun because it's kind of quick paced, whereas Magic, you really have to kind of think, and I don't really want to be.
You're building everything up. There are a lot of decks now in Pokemon, in like the new format, that there's a lot of thinking involved. But it's just a lot of fun. And it's like you get relatable creatures.
Right.
Like I know that Alolan Meowth and Alolan Persian are cool looking Pokemon. And there just was in Cosmic Eclipse, there's an Alolan Persian that prevents tag team GXs or EXs from attacking it. So it's like that's a wall. So that's a cool card. It's relatable because everybody knows what Meowth is.
Right.
Everybody knows what Persian is. Giovanni had it. So you have an affinity for those characters. So it makes it more fun to play versus, oh, this is a mutated turtle.
Okay. Right. And it's actually funny you brought that up because I did a thing on Onyx the other day and I was discussing how Onyx as a card, at least in my opinion, wasn't the greatest, but it was kind of a fun defense tool. But more importantly, Onyx was fun to have because everybody remembers Brock.
Exactly.
And, you know, even if Onyx is a sucky card, you still want to have him because he's somehow connected to, you know, for you and I, the show, definitely. But for somebody else, you know, maybe in the Game Boy game, they're like, oh, I love beating Brock in the game. You know, so...
In one of the newer sets, the Hidden Fates, they actually have an Onyx GX. And then they have...
Oh, okay.
They reprinted Brock's Grit, which is a supporter card. Then they also did a Pewter City Gym.
Oh, nice.
I don't know exactly what it does, but it ties in to Onyx.
I know you do the card pulls. I do card pulls on mine. Like, I'll grab stuff out of my deck and I'll share them with people. But it's fun just when I, you know, the other day I got it. I got like 100 cards off of eBay, just random. And it's fun just going through them because I get cards. I'm like, oh my God, I love this character. I don't read what's on there automatically. I just like the character. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so happy. Like, I just got a Slaking the other day. I can't use him yet because I'm missing, you know, Vigoroth. But I love slacking, and I just thought it was so cool to get a slacking, you know what I mean? So it's this is where I guess where the collectible comes into play, where this can be a game or it could just be fun to have.
And still to this day, so many people collect them and not necessarily play.
And actually, I don't know if you remember the Star Wars game that's kind of like the Magic game. Do you remember that one?
I don't.
Okay, so I have it here. I actually have the complete black rim set, which apparently is like worth $2,000. I don't know if that's true. But it's basically Magic, but with Star Wars characters. So you get Luke and you get Leia. And I have them all in a file folder because my dad stayed. I remember him telling me the story. He stayed up till like 1 a.m. on eBay bidding on this for me just so I could have it. I'm like, thank you, Dad.
That's awesome.
And I never take him out of the thing. One, because I'm not really into the game, but two, that for me is more visually fun to look at because, you know, I watch the movies. And I like, you know, like I have like Jabba the Hutt and I have characters like that. So some of these cards I have,
yeah,
well,
you
I
have
never
a connection
want
to
play
to them.
With. I'm sorry?
Well, you have a connection to them.
Right. And, you know, and you know, nowadays, you know, like the franchise, you know, that franchise has kind of fallen off the rails a little bit, but these cards are from the original and the original is what I connect to. So if you were to give me like Force Awakens cards, I probably wouldn't give a damn because, you know, that's just me. But when it comes to the Pokemon cards, it's kind of a both. It's collectible and play. Like, I like to look at them, but I also want to play the game. So, like, I got my girlfriend to playing. So now she and I will, you know, go at it. We'll play a couple rounds. And, you know, and what's funny is that, you know, she hasn't played. And I, you know, I haven't played in a long time. And yet we got into it fairly quickly. And we actually figured out how to play. You know, I came to you a couple of times. I remember to get some questions answered. But, yes. It's actually fairly simple because the rules are pretty self-explanatory. And that makes the game more fun too, because I don't have to be like, oh, wait, let me go to the book and let me look, you know what I mean? So
yes, there are trainer kits too that have decks that are pre-built and they are pre-shuffled, quote unquote, and they walk you through every single step of the way. Like, oh, you draw a card.
Those are cool. And I think I have Rowlet, Popplio and Litten, and I have like, you know, those decks, but I, you know, knowing I've already mixed them all together. I don't think I cut them together as I should have, but for me, it was too easy to play with one deck that I was beating every time. If
yes,
that makes
yeah.
sense. So for me,
well, that's what the structure decks are for. They're built to have a basic strategy and you build upon those.
Right. So, but for me, I mean, I'm probably doing it wrong, but for me, like, I like mixing together with other cards because it makes it more of a what's going to happen. You
and
know what I'm saying?
That works and sometimes it doesn't. It all depends on the, you know, how they work together.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. And trust me, I've pulled hands where, like, I had nothing and she had everything and she got me in, like, one move. She literally was able to kill, I think, 4 Pokemon and get all my stuff and basically win by, you know, by having no more Pokemon on my bench just because her deck was super perfect by accident and mine was super crappy by accident. So
yes. Yeah. And it's like, you can have, you know, a Pokemon that says, you know, oh, attach a fire energy to your active Pokemon. And like, so you have energy acceleration, but if it's a water Pokemon that needs water energies, it doesn't really work, does it? You know, it's just one of those things.
Or if you happen to, like, you need fire, but you don't pull a fire ever in your deck, and you're like, yeah. Well, that Pokemon's dead, like, you know.
Exactly, yeah. And, I mean, to go back to what you're saying about, like, the differences in card games, you know, so Yu-Gi-Oh!, you had 2 different positions. You had your monsters, and then you had your spell and trap card zones. And so it was like, you could do things on your opponent's turns, which was nice. And then you could put them face down so you could hide them almost. And in Pokemon, everything's just laid out. There's no hidden anything. It's, you know, oh, I play a Charmander. That's a Charmander. I can't turn it. It doesn't do anything.
Right.
And if the card does get turned, it's because it's affected by a special condition.
Right, exactly. And everything is, you know, like if it's confused right on the board, you know, it tells you what confusion does and you don't have to like...
Yeah. And it goes upside down and you're like, okay, I have a confused Charmander.
Right, exactly. And so, I mean, for, you know, and I don't want to say that I don't like thinking games, but I think for me, I prefer how Pokemon works because it's so simple.
It's a simple strategy. If you run out of cards, you lose. Like if you draw a card in your turn, you lose. And both players shuffle their decks, put out their Pokemon, you know, at face down at first, and then they flip them over to start the game. But you put six prizes out. And whoever knocks out six Pokemon or takes the first six prizes wins.
Exactly.
Super straightforward. And then you have your five bench Pokemon, and then you have one active, and that active is what you use to attack. Anything else, so it goes back to the Pokemon trainer. You have six Pokemon on you at all times. So that's the nod to that.
That's true. And I think maybe because we played the games or because we know the anime, maybe it all makes sense because the books, the video games, the show, and the card game are all the same.
Yes. Yeah, it really is that because you only have one active Pokemon out at a time.
Right, exactly. Yeah, exactly. And so, I'm still thinking, like when you said they made the Peter City Gym, you know, card, it just, when they do stuff like that, then you're like, oh my God, that's so cool. You know, I don't really care what it does, if it helps me or not, but it's like, Peter City, I remember the episode when we first met, you know, so.
Exactly.
There's a lot of.
Did, Misty's Determination, and they did a Cerulean City Gym along with the Starmie GX in the Hidden Fate set as well. So it's like, it ties in Misty. There's a Giovanni's Exile in it. So like Giovanni's in the set. Lieutenant Surge's Strategy, I think that's the name of the card. But it's like, so there's all these old, you know, first gen Pokemon nods. Like it's such a cool set to like reminisce with.
It is.
And then you get shiny Pokemon on top of it.
Yeah, exactly. Which Pokemon Go does not work that way. God damn it, those stupid analytics.
They're so elusive.
Off topic, I know, but like I literally, because I was, I bought the Regigigas research, but I wasn't able to finish it, so I'm doing it now differently. But everybody around me was getting the shiny Regis, and I'm like, well, I got like, you know, five shinies 2 weeks ago, and now I haven't seen a shiny at all. Like they come and then they go, and then you're like, where'd they go? And then like 2 weeks from now, I'll probably find like three more shinies, and they'll never, you know, like I don't understand how that.
Yeah, holds. I run hot. Or I just don't get one at all. And like, I'll go like a day, like one day after another day, just getting shiny, 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 shiny. And then it just stops. It's like,
yeah, that's what I mean. The other day. Like it was like Cubone, Treecko, Snubbull, Mischievous, and then nothing. Like, it was just like, like you got me excited Pokemon Go. And now you're like making me sad. Like, God damn you. Like I digress. Okay. So,
similarities as far as Magic the Gathering, you can play one land down, and where that land counts towards, you can use it towards like anything essentially. And you can like have so many in play and use only three when you have like six or seven out. There's just little differences there, but you can only play one land at a time. Pokemon's similar to that, where you can only attach one energy per turn.
Right, until you have enough to do whatever ability or
yes, move. Exactly.
Right.
Just wanted to toss that in there.
Oh, no, yeah. Okay, so third question I'm going to throw out there, and I think we may have already answered this by being so adamant. Is it, and it's kind of a loaded question, I guess, but is it still as popular as it was in terms of what it used to be? Like, is it still popular as a game, or is it now becoming just everything Pokemon is like, popular? Does that make sense?
I mean, I'd say it is popular still. I don't know if it's as popular because it is very competitive. I know collecting, like during Christmas time, there are like no cards on the shelves. So people buy these cards, and like kids, adult, you know, it's just everyone likes collecting the cards. But playing competitively is a whole new like, not a whole new, but it's a whole different genre. And like the last regionals that they had in Richmond, Virginia, it was 405 Masters.
Jeez.
So it's like there are still a lot of people playing. And I mean, the one in Knoxville in October was 778 people.
Good Lord.
So I mean,
But it seems in that term, though, it's probably set to the area you're in. Like, those 700 people probably are in Knoxville, correct?
Well, close to
people,
it.
Like,
I know people travel. Yes. And because now they've changed the prize structure, because it used to just be scholarships. Now you actually win like cash money dollars. So it's.
Oh, so this is becoming like a poker thing. Like this is becoming a legit sporting event.
Yes. And like, that's what drew a lot of people into Magic. Cause I know when I was getting sort of taking a step away from the game because I had my son, a lot of people were making the change to Magic because they were like, wow, this is, you know, it's similar to Pokemon. It's easy and I can get money. Like, why not? Instead of just getting scholarships.
So it seems, and I could be wrong, just my personal opinion from what I'm taking from what you're saying, that it's probably more popular because of what you're getting, not necessarily because of the franchise itself.
Yes and no. I mean, the franchise is always going to be something that everybody loves.
Right. No, I'm okay. So let me see if I refer to, like, it seems that when somebody's playing for a prize, those people are going to be more interested in doing it versus if they're doing it strictly just for the fun of it. I'm not saying I necessarily agree with that. I would play just for the hell of it because it's Pokemon, but I think for the general public, you know, and anybody out there, if I'm wrong, you know, comment below, let me know. But it sounds to me like you play because you're getting something.
Yes and no. Yeah, because, I mean, I know that they did the structure for the pre-releases differently.
Okay.
Like, they've been getting better with them because they only make you have to do three rounds because there's no prize at the end. So, like, you could have the best deck and play the whole pre-release and you don't get anything for it. But, so you come in first place, there's no reward. It's everybody just gets their, you know, two or three packs at the end and you're good to go. So why make people stay there all day long just to play with these new cards, you know?
All right. I mean, hey, for me, I'd be happy getting cards for a gift. That would be a perfectly fine present for me.
Well, no. That's the thing. It's like there could have been like hundreds of players and it's like, okay, well, there's eight rounds. And that, they're 30-minute rounds every single time. It makes it, that's like an all-day event.
I got you. Okay, all right.
So it makes it nice to be able to go to a pre-release and like they start at 10 and you're out of there by like noontime.
Okay, all right. Well, it's a little more doable. And actually, when we go in a second, we'll talk about this because we'll go into the next question right now because it's kind of a two-parter with Pokemon Go now and with the online version. But I have an issue, you know, and I'm sure you guys, and again, I have no harm against these YouTubers. I love listening to them. But I find it kind of unbelievable to be flying around the world doing these things like, you know, Pokemon Go with these events and all that stuff. But now you have Pokemon Go cups and battles, you know, which in a way it's kind of like the card game, except all you're really doing is just putting two Pokemon head to head. Is it weird? Because one of the things I noticed in the card packs is that you can get an online deck now, or you have been able to.
Yes.
Is it weird to be playing, whether it's the card game or Pokemon Go PvP, is it weird to be playing these games online when the point of cards is to, like, you know, sit around a table with your friends and be face-to-face? Does it lose the purpose, or is it just because we're in 2019 and online is everything?
So it's awesome. And it's not awesome at the same time.
How did I know you were going to say
because,
that?
Because I won't play a deck if I don't have the cards physically. But
that's having my thought process.
Having them online makes it so I can test multiple decks. Maybe I don't have those cards,
but okay.
I'll dish out the cut. Like if it's $20 to get those cards to build this deck, like, and I feel confident that I can make top cut with that, I'll gladly spend the $20 to get those cards.
When you say get the cards, you mean the physical?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
So if it's like, oh, you need like four Charmanders, four Charmeleons, and four Charizards from whatever set in order to play this deck, but here I am, I was like, I have like one, you know? So I would definitely, if I have the cards in the app, I'd be able to build it, play it, and if I like it, and if I feel comfortable playing it, then I'll take it with me. And I
so, you're using it kind of as a tool in a way.
Yes. Yeah. So it just makes me be able to utilize and be able to play a deck and test it without actually having those cards.
Okay. I would be okay with that. I watch, because, you know, everything's on YouTube. And again, I think I'm kind of, you know, everything's online, and that's probably why we have online Pokemon cards now. But it seems to lose the functionality and the purpose of, you go to the store, you buy a deck of cards. One of those cards is a code or a QR or whatever, and you get, I don't know, I think you get like 5 or 10 cards off it or whatever. It seems kind of a waste, but I mean, you know.
Well, if you get the structure deck and you get the code for the structure deck, you can use that same 60 card structure deck online. So it allows you to be able to test it and play with it, even though you have it physically. And if just, you know, maybe your girlfriend's not there to test with you or play with you, so at least you'd be able to test against somebody else with that same deck.
Okay, so maybe I'm looking at it the wrong way. So it really is a helpful thing. It's really not necessarily used to play. It's more just kind of like a way to get better, maybe at the.
Yes. Game. Yes. Exactly. And although it does stink, if I physically, because if you open up a pack of Cosmic Eclipse, you pull, you know, whatever that rare GX tag team that, you know, you need for your deck. I have all the cards physically. Uh-huh. But that code card unlocks a pack of cards online randomly. So, you know, I might, you know, hit it and open it up and I don't get that same GX. So it's upsetting.
Okay. That's where I
have like an issue with it. It's like, I wish it was the same pack. So that way here, I knew that I got those cards, but I know they can't do that.
And I think that particular website or whatever, you know, it's now I'm seeing it more as like a tool thing, so that makes sense. But going into, and I'm sure you've seen this on YouTube, being that you do Pokemon, your podcast, like the people that are doing playing the Game Boy game online, or they're, you know, PvPing online, Pokemon Go, yes, it is supposed to be, you know, because it's supposed to be a communal thing. You're supposed to go out there and, you know, say hello to people. And I don't like doing that, but you know, so are we putting all of these player versus player in there to get people to be connecting? Or is this just, you know, is Pokemon just going, this is what other games have, let's put it in there because that's what people want? Like, I feel like PvP when it first came out was great. Now it's kind of,
PvP is its own beast. And that's hard because the Sylph League does their stuff with organizing events and stuff. And it's kind of like a weird mixed emotions for me personally, because don't get me wrong, I love the Sylph League. I love everything they do. I've played in many tournaments for Pokemon Go PvP, but it's just, there was nothing that was like Pokemon in the app official. So I never really saw like, is this going to correlate with it when it does finally reach the app?
So is it safe to say,
the Seeker and the whole Battle League, that like that's happening.
Right.
But how is that going to affect the Sylph League and like all that information? So it's like, I don't know. And I don't have those answers, but.
Like, so is it safe to say then, when it comes to like the card game and Pokemon Go, they're, you know, they even though it's all connected, they're trying hard to keep everything in its own bubble, right? They're not trying to blend it together.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
So it's not like we're going to start seeing Pokemon Go Pokemon cards, right? Actually, we might.
Honestly, I'm surprised we don't have that. And you know what?
Because I was looking at some of them, and I have like, you know, 4 different Oddishes, right? And all of them are different. Some of them are cartoons. Some of them are like crocheted. So it made me think, like, why don't we have pictures from the anime or pictures from Pokemon Go? Like, where are they? Like, what?
Well, I mean, there's so many great AR photographers. My head is like spinning right now. Okay. Yeah. I don't know why we don't. There's no reason why we don't, because we have so many fantastic AR photos that if Pokemon Go, like the app, communicated with Pokemon proper,
right,
and created a contest where people from the Pokemon Go community took pictures of AR Pokemon and utilized those in a set. Whew, that would be that's where my head's at right now. Now I'm
thinking that's why your head is spinning, because you're like, holy crap.
And that opens up so many like windows and doors and opportunities. Oh my goodness.
Ooh. Well, if you think about all the different things they do in the game and what they do with the cards, there's going to be research tasks. There's going to be like specials. They have yet to even scrape the surface of this game or even the cards. I mean, this will go on way after we're dead. Like,
yes,
we're going to be looking down going, God damn it, I wanted to play that. Now I can't.
I wanted to play with the squiggly worm Pokemon.
Yeah, exactly.
Why did not?
That is on there. I think there is something called the squiggly
worm. I never got a chance to play with the party hat worm pole. It's the one I wanted. I wanted that Pokemon so bad. Imagine that. that's like Endgame. They have all of the gens out. They're all up to date. And they're like, what else can we give these people? Party hat wormhole.
Oh, my God. Apparently my cat is not amused. I'm laughing hysterically. My cat is like, just leave. Like, all right. So final thoughts then. So is it better, worse, same, the card game now, or was it better when we were younger?
When we were younger, it was very simple. Now there's a little bit more strategy to it. There's way more cool-looking cards.
Just like adulting, so much crap you have to do.
Well, I think the card game now, it looks much better. It's only like we're getting the new V cards. I still don't know what they do, but we're like, we are literally we're 8 days from recording this. We are 8 days away from like seeing the physical Zamazenta and Zycan V cards that are going to be the promo jumbo cards in the starter promo pack thingies that they're going to release alongside the game. So I don't even know what they do, but those are a new game mechanic. They're a new card. They're a new image. Like, they look so cool. So, I mean, cards are just
the entire
just,
world of Pokemon.
Yeah. So the card game is just evolving constantly per Pokemon. That's what they do. They evolve.
That's actually funny on two different levels, but go on.
But yeah, no, like, I think now, and it's going to continue to get better. It has only gotten better. I mean, I loved when they just did standard EXs. All the borders were all like a silver, shiny, sparkly thing. Like, that was fantastic. And then they tried to reiterate that with primes. And then they were still the silver things, but they weren't EXs. So you only got one prize. It wasn't two. It's just the weirdest thing.
Actually, I got a Natu the other day that the card looks like it's coming out. Like, it looks like it's coming out of the card. That's how they drew it. It looks awesome. Like, it looks like a special card, but it's not. I don't know. Right,
yeah.
I don't know. All right. Well, I think before ranting on and on, I think we covered pretty much all of it. So all you guys out there listening live, or if you guys hear it later on, I will upload this. I upload my podcast, if I can speak, every Monday, two at a time. But before we leave, though, what do you guys have on your docket coming up?
As far as me and the show?
You and the show, yeah.
Yeah, I think we're on episode 77 of the anime. We're still, right. I think this is like the last episode of the Orange Islands. So look forward to that coming out. Our next podcast for Lured Up, we'll be talking about the Team Rocket stuff. So get hyped on that. I know you had said at the beginning that you're not a fan of the Team Rocket stops, but
they make it so difficult to find them or do them. it just kind of like irritates me, but you know, for the research, I will do what I have.
Area? Are you like, would you say you're in like a rural area?
Well, I'm across from like a botanical gardens and I'm nearby my mall. So there's stops all over the place. The problem is depending on the time of day, it's either nothing or everything. But when it's everything, it's like, I got to go to bed.
Yeah. So it's like you're podcasting right now, but there's one right like at the
moment. Like there could be one right now and I'll get off of this and go on my game and it'll be gone. Like, you know, I was telling you, I got to do the Regigigas one. And instead of doing the Regis, you just have to do any raids. Unfortunately, there's like no raids going on at a regular time right now.
Yeah.
And, you know what I mean? So I love doing the research. I love doing all the specials, but it's just time-wise, you know, whether I'm working or whether I'm doing something, it never, you know, like when I do go out to do my errands, nothing's out. And when I come home, everything pops up. And I'm like, I was just out 5 minutes ago. Like, what the fuck? Come on. Like, you know.
Oh, I know. Because I have a stop at the end of my road. And it's like, I'll open the app and it will show me that there's one. And I like put on my jacket, get my shoes on, go out the door, and then it's gone. I'm like, no, come on.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know the timing of it, because literally it'll be one.
I think it's a half hour timer.
Okay, so maybe it was there. I just didn't see it, because there were times where like I walked by it and literally like 5 minutes later, I come back and it's blue again. And I was like, where the hell did it just go? Like, it was just here and then it just left. Like,
what? And it's random. Like, it is so random. They just keep spawning and then like disappearing.
I'm hoping, because I opened my game today and the research popped up. So I'm hoping there'll be more soon, because I noticed that's the one thing I do notice. When research is there, they spawn a little bit more depending.
Well, there's an increased amount of Ekans, Koffings, and Meowth can be shiny now too.
I read that earlier on Facebook. Yeah,
I'm so excited for that. And then, as far as the special conditions podcast, which I don't think I had started the last time we had podcast, but that is all about the TCG. So if you want to know more, that's kind of like, I'm more well versed in like competitive play, and my co-host Josh Brown, he is a total noob, and he's just kind of like learning all these things. He keeps asking me questions, and I just answer them. So that's pretty much how that show goes. And we just have fun.
What does this do? You're like, shut up. You asked me that already. Move.
Yeah.
Leave.
Yeah. So that podcast's a lot of fun. You can find everything that we do over at specialconditionstcg.com, or just head over to the PokemonProfessorNetwork.com as well.
Awesome. Sounds good. And as always, I will put all your links and everything up when this gets uploaded at the, on whatever Monday it pops up. Thank you, sir, for coming back on. I'm pretty sure I got you on again soon, so I will.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Oh yeah, I would love having
flexibility.
So I will. Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah, we're talking about this before. People in internet land, podcasting is hard. Time is hard. So just because you want something doesn't mean you get it when you want it. So be nice. But I think I have you on again soon. I'm doing more Pokemon, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe I'll have you pop in and do some other random fan nerdy stuff too. All right, guys. So as always, when this is uploaded, you'll be able to find all of Alternate Universe's social media. And if you haven't already, I have a swag store up, which I will pop up down below as well. And I got a Patreon, which I'm making things for. So if anybody wants some cool stuff for a little bit of money, I mean, I get the money, you get the stuff, but hey, that's how business works here. this is not China. This is America. This is how business works. I was really bad. I'm sorry. No offense to anybody from there. I'm not racist, I swear. All that cool stuff coming up. And as always, go out there and catch those Pokemon and stay nerdy, guys.